Welcome back to Conversations with Carlisle. How are you doing today, Coach?
Good morning, good people.
So you do start off 1-2. What do you think are some of the reasons you started out kind of slow this year?
47 turnovers in 3 games. So that'll give a little insight on why we kind of struggling. We've been working hard on it. But some things you just got to go through. I think it's some experience that we have to gain, that we get in valuable experience for guys who haven't really played a whole bunch of varsity basketball. That'll be some of the reason. The other reason is I just haven't did a good enough job of getting them ready and prepared for the game. So I'll get that corrected, and we'll be better.
Yeah, and, you know, your two really veteran guys are down low. They're not mm-hmm. the guards, and when the guards are so young, it feels like they are mistaken prone because mm-hmm. they're just so young. You don't have that. You don't have Mark Zachary right now, who's that veteran guard, that senior guard that knows where to put it, you know, and how to get it into the post easily. So, I mean, I completely understand where the turnovers are coming from. It's really a lack of experience. You know, going to the last game, you did lose, but like you said, there were some bright spots. Jameer Avery dropped 10 assists. So, how crucial is it for that type of guy to get those type of stat lines?
He's a senior, and he's been around me. What people have to understand is this team, none of them played for me. Mark Zachary is the only one, and he's not here. So Coach Taylor did an excellent job with this group, but we different. I'm going to be demanding on different things than he was. And it's going to take a little time for them to understand exactly what I want. And in contrast, that'll show up on the floor at times. I think that incrementally we're getting better. And any coach, that would be the goal for us. We wouldn't want to be peaked right now anyway. But I would hope that wouldn't equate to losses. It has, but... with the positives that we can take away from it is we led that Greenfield game from start to finish, and when we lost at the end, it was just a few mistakes. We were a few mistakes away. And even with the other really big loss that we had against Fishers, I still believe we're millimeters away from just being who we should be. If we don't turn the ball over unforced in the first half and give them a 17-point advantage at halftime, then we're right there in the game. I think you miss that veteran leadership and that guard play from a guy like Mark Zachary. In my opinion, he's the best, if not one of the best, if not one of the best players in the state, and especially at that guard spot. You miss that, and then you got a lot of guys that haven't played and had experience. Not to make excuses for myself or the team, it's just hard to kind of overcome early in the season.
Yeah, and then but you know you go into those games and you play them, and you don't expect a guy to go in. You don't expect a guy to drop 41 points in a mm-hmm. high school basketball game, especially against you guys, especially against a defense that you guys have. I mean, Ladd, he had a great game. He had 16 points. I mean, mm-hmm. for a young guy, junior, for him to get that experience is really good. But would you rather? I'm gonna ask this. Would you rather, you know, start off really fast and kind of gloss over your inefficiencies, or would you start out like this, see the inefficiencies, attack them now so you can be better later?
I mean, when I put my coach hat on, naturally I want to win. I would hope that the things that we need to fix, we will work on them and fix them in practice and not in public. And that's kind of what I tell the guys. But at the same time, you learn more from a mistake that's visible, and the eye in the sky never lies, especially in the loss. It gives me more voice. It gives the coaches more of a voice when we're trying to work on things in practice. I do believe that by the end of this year, we'll be better for it. Like I said, I wish that that we would have played a lot better in different spots. I think that's coaching. I think that's leadership. So for me, I'll never blame another coach on the staff or the kids. I'll say I have to get the group a little bit better prepared in those situations. But Like you said, going through these things early gives us a, it's like giving a pop quiz in class. It's giving us things that we need to work on and things that we can focus on moving forward. And I like our schedule moving forward to get a streak moving and going. If we can do some of the things and correct those things that we're not doing so well, which we have, I do believe from the first game in Fishers to now, I do believe the team is incrementally getting better every time. So if we can just continue that trend, then that'll start equaling wins, and we can get on a streak, and we'll get to be back to being the Ben Davis basketball team that you guys are used to.
Yeah, and you look at a guy like Tavion Williams, again, has a scholarship going to college. How crucial is it for him to be involved in scoring and just kind of every facet of the game?
I think right now we're struggling to get him the ball where he can be comfortable. Now, some of that is the zone. You know, the last couple games, the zone kind of bothered us, especially that's what they want you to do with the zone. They'll pack it in and make it tough for you to get the ball inside and force you to shoot a lot of contested jump shots, three-point shots. And, you know, Greenfield did a good job. They played only zone, and that's all they work on. We played them in the summer, and it was the same. So those guys have been working and doing that for a long time. So especially early in the season, it's hard to prepare for zone because most of the time you're trying to put in all your man stuff because the majority of the teams will play you man. But we were ready. We knew that they was going to play zone, but we just wasn't as sharp as we should have been. We wasn't in the right spots. The guys didn't really understand all the plays just yet because we don't play or work enough against the zone. So, like I said, that's a Coach Carlisle deal to get corrected, and we'll get it corrected. But I think Tavion is a really big piece of to how and when we'll be successful. I think that I have to do a better job of getting him breaks and giving Caleb Milan some opportunities. Lewis Harvey, I think the other bigs deserve some time. It's just been kind of hard for us just because we've been playing a lot of small teams that'll put four guards on the floor and one big. But moving forward, I'm looking to shake things up a little bit and give those guys some needed rest so we can be more fresh and be able to put the best team on the floor at all times.
Absolutely. And you're going up against a pretty even team, I would say, in Franklin Central. Franklin Central's, at least stats-wise, when you look at the box scores, I don't know about on film. I don't have film to watch. 13-point scorer, Darius Ham, he's a center forward. He's just, how do you attack a center / a forward when, you know, going into the game when usually it's like, it feels like guards in Indiana are really, really good, in Indiana at least.
Well, we are probably one of, if not the biggest team in the state. We haven't been able to showcase it, like I said, because of the other teams and how the teams that they put on the floor and kind of spread us out. And I felt like we had to go a little smaller than I would like to go. But this game, where they have some physical bigs, it'll be a great game for guys like Caleb Milan and Lewis Harvey to kind of show where their value lies, especially with us. So I think even with a guy like the kid from Franklin Central, we'll have bodies to throw at him. And hopefully we can execute enough to come out with the victory.
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at kind of – I'm looking at the stats right now, and, yeah, you were talking about turnovers. 14 point per game. You know, we talked about how it needs to stop, but how do you – what do you think is causing that many turnovers right now? Is it just the inexperience, or is it bad communication? What kind of do you feel like is the culprit?
It's inexperience, and it's where we have to teach them. So, you know, and I think that also leads back to inexperience. When we're teaching them on the fly for the most part, it's hard to mimic what they'll see in the game or even tell them exactly what will happen because people – are not going to do exactly what they did the last time. You know, it's all about reaction, and the things that happen in the game will change. Yeah, so I think majority of what's happening with us, especially with the turnovers, are some of these situations they haven't been put in enough or they haven't experienced at a high level enough, so they're making the wrong play. So now that we have film and we have time and practice to kind of talk about it and teach in a way that makes sense for them to understand which play they should make in those situations, I think it'll get better. Well, I know it's gotten better from game one to game three, so hopefully as we continue to work, as we continue to watch film, as we continue to attack these things in practice, then those things will get better.
You're talking about practice. When you're starting such a packed season like you guys are right now, how crucial is it to have this whole week before the game to, you know, prep and everything, you know, get your guys right? How crucial is that, or how lucky do you feel having a whole week for practice?
Man, honestly, I like to play. You can't mimic it. That's part of the issue. We practice a lot, and there's things that we want to focus on. But when we get to games, it's a total different animal. People who play and been competitive understand that it's hard to really mimic it. Practice should be harder than the game, but it's really hard to do when you don't have those guys to go against. And, you know, the scout team does a great job, and the coaches do a great job getting the scout team ready for what we want to see and what we want to work on. But there's nothing like game time experience. It's nothing like 7:30 on a Friday night, the popcorn popping and the lights on with referees and people in the stands. So practice is great, but I'd rather play. I'd rather them get them in game.
Absolutely. And then just to finish us off, what are the things you want to see on Friday against Franklin Central for this team?
I think the hallmark for a Don Carlisle team should be just playing hard. I think that we got to get back to just playing with our heart, and playing hard, and leaving it out on the floor for each other and our teammates. That's what Ben Davis basketball is all about. And really, for me, it equates to win. Like that thing there, the one thing that we really got to do, and I don't think that they don't play hard, we've got to play a little smarter, is a hard-playing team that plays smart and plays for each other.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Coach.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. Have a good day.